Good evening, and welcome to the Kerry O'Connor Show, the talk show with internationally known master visionary, profound, clairvoyant, and modern-day oracle, Kerry O'Connor. I'm your co-host, Dave Turco. Our show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. We're here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration. This is what we love to do. And folks, I'm sure you're well aware that we are in accelerated times. And we also welcome you to join us as this is a call-in show tonight. And the beauty of having a reading with Kerry is you can ask any questions you want, but we do encourage you to be specific. And I'm going to give you the numbers to call us. First of all, in the United States, it's 1-877-876-5227. In the U.S. and Canada, it's 1-888-815-9756. And elsewhere, you can call 1-530-876-3222. That's the worldwide direct line. So it's 530-876-3222. So many twos there, Kerry. How are you tonight?
I'm doing very well. I'm doing very well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well myself.
Very good.
Yeah. And I want to definitely give a big welcome to all the listeners to BBS Talk Radio. It's always great to be here. And, Kerry, before we start, is it okay if I talk about some up-and-coming events?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we might as well do that. First of all, I want to tell everybody about Kerry's website, which is kerryoconnor.com. That's where really there's all the information if you don't want to, you know, call the office, quite obviously, but kerryoconnor.com. And there I ask you to sign up for the newsletter and get on the emailing list. That's very important because you'll get free updates via email through something called Constant Contacts. And it tells you all about up-and-coming events. And you don't have to be in our area to benefit from that because Kerry does a lot of teleconferences and things that can be done via the phone line. So that's definitely something very good. And we also have a Lightstream Live event coming up October 17th. Gosh, we're right on the cusp of October already,
wow.
Kerry. Just extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be at the Enlightened Professional Center in Bloomfield, Connecticut. And there'll be further Lightstream Live events coming up in November and December. We'll get to those as they approach. But a Lightstream Live event takes place in a gallery-style setting. It's fun, inspirational, and riveting. As Kerry intuitively reads the audience members, all the while being guided by the spirit world, it's really a fabulous type of setting there. Kerry also has the ongoing intuitive development circle. That's every Monday evening from 8 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and those are done in monthly cycles. But you can try out anytime. Join for one class. It's only $35. If you prefer, so you can test it out, and there's a group email that comes with that. Also, you get homework for the week and an attunement that helps you open up your third eye. So Kerry's always giving tips and tools on intuition there. I know you've gotten very specific about what the classes are about each week, so that's really a great thing to have going on,
right,
and to be part of if you want to do.
We're being so called to take action, especially during this accelerated time, and so... So many times people being able to talk to like-minded people, be in a circle and group of like-minded energy, it is so healing. I know a lot of times I have my assistants come in on the calls to assist, and then when I tell them that I don't have to, they said, oh, no, this is my time to take in and to do my, take in the class, take in the energy, to take in the energy work, and so... And to do the hold the space, so it's really convenient because you don't have to drive anywhere. You could sit in the convenience of your own home. And also, if that day is not, I tape it. So if you can't do that Monday, you can get the information anytime at your ease and listen to it over and over and over again. So they are on tape.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also the Mahdi, sorry, I'm putting body and mind together. That's called Mahdi, the Mind, Body, Spirit Expo, October 24th to the 26th, 2008. I remember last year's. It was just a couple months ago, right? It was a whole year ago at the Mind, Body Expo. This is a big one. It's the East Coast Mind, Body Expo in Philadelphia. It's or actually a suburb of it. It's King of Prussia, actually. It's at the Valley Forge Convention Center. They even have a website set up for the entire event, and that's a big to-do. Carrie's going to be there. And you can, Carrie's going to be doing a couple things, actually. She has a booth there, and she's you can meet her there just like that, or you can actually sign up ahead of time to have a private reading in person with Carrie. And you do that by contacting her office, 860-887-1201, or union1111@yahoo.com. That's the email. Also, that Friday of that weekend, of the 24th to the 26th, Carrie is going to be speaking. And so you're not going to want to miss that. If you're in the Philadelphia area and you plan to be there, and this is a big thing, Carrie. People from all over the world come to this thing.
They have James Twyman, Bernie Siegel. They have Gary Kuss. I always said his name.
Twyman going to be there this year?
Yeah, James Twyman, absolutely.
James Twyman's
coming. Bernie Siegel, Gary, you know his, Gary.
I know who you mean,
Many books, and so they always have really wonderful speakers, and also a lot of other speakers. You could get a class. There's like four or five speakers besides the big keynote speakers, and so they have some amazing people going on. So it's very, very busy. It's perfect. It's worth the drive. It's worth going out there, and I'd love to meet the people. Look forward to meeting everybody.
Yeah, that's the neat thing is starting to see some of the people in the flesh, because Carrie reads energy, and I know that it's quite the interesting thing because you look at people's energy signatures and that's how you see them and that's how you recognize them. But it's always nice to put a face on it. So again, that's October 24th to the 26th in the Valley Forge Convention Center. Also, I would like to mention that we also have other radio shows. It's one of the big things that we do. It's, if you will, almost a give back, really. It is a give back, not almost. It's a give back where you can call in free to, you know, and have a free reading. You don't have to pay for it. And so you get to talk to Carrie, and this is the forum to do that. So not only are we on BBS Talk Radio, we're all on other great internet talk radios as well, which is Contact Talk Radio Monday evening, 10 o'clock. We've got the Dr. Pat Show Monday afternoon, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then there's WBLQ.net. You can listen to that 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time Monday. Every first and third Wednesday of the month, worldpuja.org, Carrie has her show called Empowerment. That is really a great show, and that's also a great network to be on. And we have Sedona Talk Radio Thursday evenings, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So lots to choose from.
Yeah, and I also have a lot of stuff coming up with Nicole with News for the Soul. She has a couple new websites about the paranormal and ghost hunting, and I'm going to be doing my regular readings and then also doing a show on her new website about the paranormal, and then she also has Enlightened Dating website. So I'm going to be, it's all different parts of her, it's like different branches of her main tree of New Soul. So, yeah, it's exciting.
That's wonderful.
Lots of radio.
Lots of radio, and, you know what, And also, not just Nicole Whitney's News for the Soul, Carrie will be, she appears on other, as guests on different radio shows, and we'll keep you alerted. And again, CarrieO'Connor.com, that's where you get all the info. Carrie, we have a caller.
Alrighty.
And this is Nancy. Hi, Nancy. Welcome to BBS Radio and the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely.
I do have a question, Carrie. Can you tell me what guides or family members are around me right now and what they're trying to guide me to do?
Okay. All right. The first people that are coming in are on the dad's side. Your father's crossed over?
Yes.
Okay. Dad comes in, but he also wants to know that mom's side is here too, but the right side, the dad's side, comes in first. And actually, it's interesting. He's showing me the show Everyone Loves Raymond, so I want to recognize the name Raymond. And also, I feel like it's like he's calling out to a Raymond. So when somebody calls out to somebody, that can be somebody alive that they're recognizing in and around the circle. and our inner circles are friends and family. And but he keeps on showing me the father of Everyone Loves Raymond. You know that character where he's bald and kind of
Peter Boyle. I don't know what his name was on the show.
Yeah. So I go to the name also the Peter. So whenever they show me he's just talking about the show as far as the name association, but also as far as the biggest message about Everyone Loves Raymond, it goes into you're really working a lot on the right side of your energy. And again, your mom's also crossed over too?
Yes.
Okay, because mom is saying, I'm here too, but it's like she's given the dad the mic because she's making me feel it. It's like she's saying, like, I'm a given, Nancy, I'm here, I'm working with you, I bring in the other mothers, and so the godmothers, the mother-in-laws, the people that are the grandmothers that sit there like a mother, so it's like handing the mic over to your father is where he didn't speak more here in this lifetime. So there's a part where when I see an olive branch, there's and daisies, that's my sign of I wish I took the time to smell the daisies more, wish I had more balance as far as between my head and the heart. We all could talk, Nancy, but it's about really talking about our heart and really looking at themes. And so, and he also brings in Archangel Michael and Metatron for you, and he also wants to recognize A. Michael and a John Michael or J. an MJ, JM. And so think of those are the, and he wants to recognize a brother. So did you have a brother that crossed over as far as a miscarriage that they knew was a male?
Two of them.
Okay, all right, so they cross, they're bringing in the book, and one brother acts like a very much as a guide for you. He stands in there, and he's showing me the sign of Gemini, and so you didn't have one that crossed over as like it, when you were in birth, right?
No.
You just make them feel like, okay, all right.
Yeah, so they were older than me.
Okay, all right. They weren't twins, right?
No.
Okay, so he's showing me, I go to the second one as, think of it as the second one that crossed over as, not that the first one's not part of the gang, but the second brother, he comes in with like a twin flame energy with you. So think of my daughter, when she was born, I had a miscarriage that was rather late in the pregnancy, and she came through with my daughter as far as acting as a guide for her, and she just helps my daughter with her energy field as far as being able to stretch and hold her energy posture. So that second brother in particular is saying that's like his job, and it's his honor to do that, to work with you that way, because you're in a huge growth period. And also they're talking about bells, and pay attention to the bells and whistles, and it's all about your time. So think about the male energy, and also dad's going into he's playing fiddler on the roof, and so when they start doing songs and recommend talk about TV shows, that I always tell people pay attention to radio, commercials, things that are audio that give us messages. And that's even sometimes you could be in a restaurant and all of a sudden somebody will yell out, Michael, or you'll hear it. And he also wants to recognize Nicholas. Also, he's given you the number 777, and I see you in a shower of 777s, and that means pneumologically to me, and sevens are all about recognizing, Nancy, that you're an old soul. Also going back to where Dad's saying to me, are you familiar with the Fiddler on the Roof?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because he keeps on showing me there's something, the significance of the father and the Fiddler on the Roof, and then he again shows me Everyone Loves Raymond kind of father, but he's showing me the whole cover of, I was brought up on show tunes, and so it was really like we knew show tunes since we were born. Instead of Mary Had a Little Lamb, we were singing, you know, I wish I was a rich man. So we're born with that knowledge, and he's making me feel like when he looks at his themes, that there's a part where he's, think of him as bringing more lightness and more balance and more music and more fun into his life. He sees where he had opportunities and he didn't take them. So there's a part where he's given you the torch, Nancy, to have that in your life. That's balance. Have fun. And he wants to say that he's very proud of you. And going into as far as Archangel Michael, think of Michael cuts ties of, anything that holds us back. So think of you're in a real 7-year period, and looking back at the last 7 years, going back into this year, June and July is a major turning point for you. Think of independence, of you feeling what I call going up to the fifth elevator, and that's all about the fifth dimensional energies, the energies of light, the energies of love, the energies of us feeling like we're the writers of our script instead of our script writing us, and so that we just feel like we get banged in and around life. And so that's huge, because that's you. When you do that, it goes out to generations after that aren't even born yet, and those that are before. So think of that And mom again keeps on saying, I'm a given. and she's so funny. And it's almost like she's like wants to make sure that she handed the father over the mic. It's all for the higher cause is what she's saying. All, and she's very funny because Barbara like rolls her eyes with him. So there's a part where they, she really comes in as far as how much she loves you, and she just is, she just wants to add, she's a whole bunch of whipped cream on stuff and a cherry on top. So she's like the extra sweetness and adding the extras and taking in the extras. So treating yourself as far as two stuff, as far as the extras where an extra long shower, a bubble bath, foot reflexology, taking care of yourself and doing the little extras because she didn't as much as she could have. And so she's all about you doing that. She shows me Dorothy at Wizard of Oz. You know when she was getting ready to see the Oz, how she got all buffed up? And so she's, mom's given you a pass to a spa, a pass to, like, I'll meet you in the spa. I'll meet you at the foot place, skin place, massage place. And even if it's just, it's all a day about Nancy. I also hear, like, happy birthday, but I don't feel like your birthday is right now. But is it, did you just pass it or is it coming up?
It's November 4th.
Okay, there we go. And so they're recognizing, especially on your birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday. And so making sure that it's all about Nancy Day, because there's a part where I'm seeing my sister Erin, and my sister Erin, she won, she was at this raffle on her birthday, the day of her birthday, and she, there was, a raffle where 9 raffles prizes were given, and she won 7 out of 9 of the raffles. And so she felt kind of embarrassed because people were laughing and thinking, God, was it rigged or stuff? It was not rigged. It was like spirit and my family members giving the raffle to her. But the first thing she did, Nancy, was starting to take the baskets apart, because it was all different kind of baskets, a tea basket, a chocolate basket. She started taking the baskets apart and handing everything out to the family, like saying, here, you can take this, you can take this. And so I said, Erin, stop it. Take in and sit in the moment of receiving. She immediately wanted to give it away, right? And I'm sharing that with you because mom's saying that that's like the message. That's what you do. You give away. And so this is all about Nancy receiving, and Nancy receiving love, opportunities, energy, clearing out. And Dad talks about where he felt when he's on the roof with a fiddler on the roof, as far as with that fiddle, as far as the front of that CD cover, it's like he brings in music where he felt like really bound down by his themes, like our generational pattern themes. And so when we really look at that and take the pearls of wisdom and leave the pain, because he keeps on, the way he's recognizing music, there had to be hidden talent with music, in that he did he play musical stuff, or was there somebody in that family, like an uncle, that was known for the musical stuff? Because they're showing me my Uncle Bud, so I want to recognize Bud and Charles. And I didn't know that he played the saxophone until much later, and his daughter is very, very musical. She sings, and so, I mean, we're not talking about that they went out to Broadway, but there's very much a lot of musical talent in both sides of my family. But I never knew about it because it wasn't supported for many reasons, money, this, that, and so they kind of tucked their talents away. But it's really important for us to do those creative things. So there's something about Dad recognizing music talents in the family, but he never had a chance to use it, do it, and that would have, again, created him having more balance. So this is where you're creating this whole happy birthday 7-year cycle that's all about you expanding up, graduating, going up to that fifth elevator, and really getting a bigger view. So, because when we're up there, we see the human-to-human experiences and not get caught into the 3D world as far as the chaos, the drama, and all that stuff. So we understand we have the human-to-human experiences, but it's being able to not get hooked into, again, the people's drama, especially when you are one to tend to be that natural teacher, helper, healer. So your mom's in, she has a whistle where she, like, blows it really hard, like a referee, and she's really strong and protective with your boundaries, because she wasn't here with her own. Do you know what I mean? She would push herself when she was tired. So she's all about, like, almost being like a pipply energy, but with a smile. She has like a bow on the top with a pipple. It's very funny, actually. I really like her sense of humor. And so, biggest message, you're in a big growth period, again, 7 years. You're going to see sevens all around. Your mom has to do her own numbers of 12-12, 12-12, mastery numbers, 10-10, 11-11, 12-12. And so you look at a clock, you'll see 10-10, 11-11, 12-12. And when you do that, Nancy, and especially, this is for everybody, when you see a number like that, and you pause for that 1 minute and take the energy in, align your energy, like take a breath, imagine the energy is coming down from the heavens and go down to the center of the earth through your body, and then up through the heavens and through your body, and then expanding out from your heart. And so this is that gets you centered. And pay attention, Nancy, too. If that 1 minute takes a long time, like it seems like it's acting eternity, then that's like a hint for you that your day is not balanced. If that one day, if that 1 minute seems like, oh, my gosh, I got to hurry up with this. You know what I mean? And so that's where it's, you'll start noticing it, and then you'll add in those minutes of balance, and then those minutes will become more than 1 minute. And so as you, and then it's the minutes of mastery. And so as you do that, it makes us ourself feel so aligned. We, again, don't get pulled into the whole drama stuff, and you're teaching a lot of people around you of how to hold that creative tension as we're going through a rebirthing process. It's very huge, and it's a very big birthday is what they're saying on so many levels for you. And again, it's birthday slash graduation. So November 4th is not far away. I'm also a fellow Scorpion, so happy birthday, and you keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you.
Nancy, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Was there either a musical connection, or can you relate to the Fiddler on the Roof connection with your dad?
The Fiddler on the Roof, I can relate. As far as someone having musical talent, I know nothing about my dad's family.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I'm sure there's probably something there.
Exactly. I was just going to say, so because you know nothing about your dad's family, that's why he was showing me my dad's family. We don't know a lot about my great-grandparents died when they came over from Ireland, so and my grandfather was raised in an orphanage, so
that's
don't know a lot.
Go ahead, Nancy.
That's where my dad's family came from, was Ireland.
Exactly. That's why he showed me my... Yeah, that's when they show a picture. It's... And I want to, especially because it's their second day of BBS, the second week of that, when I'm talking about my film, this is all about you. So when I'm seeing out of all the billions of things they could have picked in my head to get a story across, they picked certain things that were related, and it's all about you. And so what he's saying is that when he went over there, that he found out that there was this, you know, musical talent, and that's why I saw my Uncle Bud as far as putting away his sax. So even Dad at school could have just even picked up like a flutophone or something like that. It had like natural talent, put it away because it was just something that like the money wasn't there, the time wasn't there, and it was just... it just wasn't a possibility is what he thought, but he just remembered that it gave him how he felt in his heart. So it's like follow the passion, and especially because he that's a part where he's free from the family theme, and part of the theme that he got, that he took in as far as in his family, that it had to do like hardship and suffering. And so think of that's what the lineage message was, that like there's a... good guys have to finish hard. You got to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. You're kind of stoic, that kind of energy.
Yeah.
And give. And so he's, this is all about you, giving to yourself first, and self-care is not selfish. All right?
Oh, God bless you both. Thank you
God bless
so
you,
much.
Nancy.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for calling.
Bye, hon.
Yeah, have a great night. And, you know, Carrie, I think that would be a great time. As I give out the numbers again, here are numbers. In the U.S. is 1-877-876-5227. U.S. and Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And worldwide, it's 530-876-3222. And you can always find that information right on the BBC Talk Radio website. And that was a good point, again, as we're new to BBS radio, and that is understanding the symbolism. And somebody might think, what is she talking about, you know, when she's talking about her own family, and that the spirit comes through in symbolism,
mm-hmm.
and how
a
you interpret it.
Picture says a thousand words.
Exactly.
That's what I like to say. A picture says a thousand words, so they could get so many words and so many messages out with one picture. As far as everyone loves Raymond, I could get into how the father acts, how the brothers act, how the mother acts, and it was like we could go on and on for hours about one picture. So that they do come across with that. So, and I always say a name connection too, and so that's a person that could be up and over with them, and that could be connected as far as like family, friend, neighbor, or even everyone loves Raymond, where he was the neighbor that everyone didn't love, that they run over there like laughing about, that even he comes up to greet them. So when I say as far as when I start talking about energy or signs I'm getting from them, it's all about the person. So it's all about the person's family, it's all about the themes, and also they like to, the picture says 1,000 words. It all is in symbolic language. And so they start, and the first thing they also like to do is when I talk about numbers, smells, and birds, that they like to give that out because it's physical phenomena, metaphysical, which is non, like the energy part, and so made physical. So putting numbers, smells, and birds is a way for us to, we're see it, believe it society. So if we start noticing 777s and connecting it with dad, then we start tuning into the messages more, hearing the sounds of the, you know, and the messages on the radio and TV,
right,
all of that stuff, and to understand that they're connections. So, yeah, it's all about them.
Yeah, it sure is. And we'll find out all about somebody else right now. And
Alrighty.
It's going to be Shirley.
All right.
Shirley, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good. How are you
good
tonight?
How are you? I'm pretty good.
Glad to hear it.
I just have a couple of questions. I'm trying to narrow it down to one, but I have a question about my money.
About your money?
My money. It's in a Roth, which is basically a money market account, and I'm kind of just trying to trust my intuition about how the market is going right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you see anything in regards to what I should do with it, but I'm really kind of confused.
Mm-hmm.
I guess
I'm hearing,
what to put.
I'm hearing hold tight, right, in that especially because money right now has gotten, even worldwide, globally, that's like, or U.S., but globally, but we're really hitting, and we're restructuring our first, second, and third chakra, right? And so think of, as it's under reconstruction, literally, the more we proactively go after our fears and clear out our second chakra about money, look at themes. It's so important to see what our themes were that we're taught as far as with money, as far as coming and going, and what I see energetically is what we're clearing out is a lot of energy hangover that has to do with our lineage, as far as grandparents or great grandparents that went through the Great Depression. We weren't taught as far as how important it is to clear that out, to get rid of the fears, because a lot of us, most people, were passed down with what an awful time it was and horrible, and it shook down the foundation. So I know my grandfather used to share the stories about how he had to stand in line for butter for 4 hours, and I heard that story over, I don't even know how many times. And so I grew up with that sense on my parents' side, as far as that, it's like you could be fine one day and the rug could get pulled out of underneath you. So I had to work on that, as far as flipping that energy around, to not have that be my truth. Take the message out and leave that pain or that shaking behind, or the fear part. So I'm hearing, especially hold on from now to December for you in particular, Shirley, and especially because take away with what this is, what with your own unique energy field. Because what I'm seeing is, especially in the second chakra, when I go to the right side of it, it's like you are, actually, it's an interesting symbol that I'm seeing. You know those old-fashioned things you'd even see in the 1700s where they'd blow like a fire, like it'd put air on fire?
Yeah.
So I saw that, and it was definitely, I got to the 1700s, and so what we're doing is we're clearing out even past lives, which are parallel life stuff, and it's on the right side, and I'm seeing you all dressed up, and it feels like colonial. It looks like all in colonial times, and there's definitely part of starvation, of feeling very nervous. You're a female. You're a head of the household. You have to be very frugal. There's people that are very sick and ill, and so when we understand that we are absolutely clearing those times too, and getting them out of our physical, mental, spiritual, emotional bodies, they could still have a charge, because I'm seeing that you lost a child. There was a lot of loss around that time, and so think of that. Here we are doing this great rebirthing time as we're going up to what I call the fifth elevator. And so what's getting pulled up magnetically is any kind of fears that go back even to, like, that's where I talk about getting rid of the root cause of our fears, because then we can clear it out. The energy could start repatterning itself, and then it doesn't seem like it has such it's like an iron hand around our energy field, especially around our throat, and then we can't trust our own intuition at times because it gets too foggy. So you personally, again, going from now to December is like riding it out, when I see them putting on speakers, and actually, is your mom in spirit also?
My mother?
Yeah.
No, she's alive.
Who's the mother to you? There's a mother.
Grandmothers that have passed away.
Yep. Okay. No, they're talking about the younger mother on mom's side, so that would be like an aunt, somebody that...
Oh.
An
aunt. Yeah, my aunt.
I was just going to say that she's grandmother, mom's mom, is saying nope, I am absolutely her grandmother, and this is absolutely an aunt, and especially when I see a distance so that she's been gone for a while.
Yeah.
And actually, that could have been a physical distance, too, where you didn't feel super close to her. But to just think of all of them, the ladies in particular, are coming in and helping with the left side as far as...
That must be why I have so much going on my left side. It's been
absolutely.
Ridiculous.
I was just
going
to say, you are absolutely under reconstruction. When they're showing me this apparatus thing getting, like, into your second chakra, and they're,
mm-hmm.
and they're puffing, like, you know, the thing, and then it equates to when I go into your lungs, I'm seeing, like, a respirator. And again, this is nothing like you're going to be in a respirator. This
mm-hmm.
is going down to cellular clearing, Shirley. But
I got
this
you.
Is where what we want to do, so this is where you're under a total rebirthing period. You're pouring your liquid crystal and into your energy field and your physical body, and so you're clearing out any residual blocks that have to do with old fears. And it goes, this is so old and so ancient, and this is huge, because you're going to feel lighter, you're going to feel wonderful, you're going to feel you're on top of the world. You're
yeah.
feeling, your energy is going from what I call that 1,000 watts to that 100,000 watts, and so you will be able to have the energy, surely, of being in this world and not of it. And so December is not that far off, so really take it. Like,
just relax.
Excuse me?
Be patient and allow my money to stay where it is.
Exactly, exactly. And actually, the moms, the aunt and the grandma put bows, the bows is a very expensive, fine equipment as far as musical, and they have earphones and
mm-hmm.
stuff. When I see them putting Bose earphones on you, and I think the earphones are $800, actually, I know, I looked at them. And so when I see them putting those on you, it's like to energize, to help block, because you're very, very sensitive, you're very empathic, you're very intuitive, and so it's like putting out those earmuffs on you is that they're helping you block out the outside static, right? And so you're not feeling it so much, because you're a very ancient old soul that feels everything. You feel the shifts in the earth going
very
on.
Much
so. Here you're taking and saying, okay, as this is happening, I'm redirecting my energy. And also, this is where you're going to be in the forerunner energy as far as helping other people learn how to spin it around. So it's huge. It's a really big deal. It's like goes into your entitlement issues on the right side. And so think of that the lineage is here in helping, going back down to soul star group. And so this is a very, very big deal. And so especially when I go into the lung area, and it, again, looks like a respirator, and that goes off to dad's side, so it feels like, again, like a heaviness. And also part of your energy pattern is like your ancient old souls, it's like they almost take on, it's part of your contract, but it's you wrote it, so you can handle this. As you're shifting, it's like your energy goes out to the universal grids, and it helps so much. And so I just see that you go into the forerunner period as far as helping, think of your energy heart signature goes out and clears out and cancels out 500,000 people that are doing fear, right? By your single energy of flipping it around. And
totally get it.
That's what you're absolutely doing, and especially when it comes into the lifetimes and parallel lifetimes, and especially I see you educating, Shirley, telling people, and really when we're talking about going to themes and going to and doing energy work, it's not that we don't have anything else to talk about, that it is imperative for us to do that, to get a strong, clear energy field. And I know you know exactly what I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about, and I see that you're stepping into that forerunner energy, and this is what's different and where it's like hit a lot of people in it's because we're going into the physical body, and the physical body is the densest part of our energy field. So it's like but it's beautiful. It's a physical temple that we chose, and so it's really having us expand in the physical body. So we're hitting up residual things that go along with our themes. And so especially through December, it's like I'm seeing you lighting up like a Christmas tree. Your heart signature going out. And really, I'm hearing your pure pitch, and that's so beautiful, because when you have that, you feel that within yourself, you have that vibration, and so the earmuffs help you, again, not, it's like they act as like shock absorbers as you are expanding out, and it's allowing you to feel an alignment of, again, that perfect pitch, and then you start acting like an activator, and when you do that, your energy opens up, and so as you give, you receive too. So you really feel like I see you totally as a phoenix going through the fire energy, and this is beautiful, because you're feeling like you're on top of the world as far as in December, and really feeling like, wow, I have arrived. And then I see you being a midwife to many, many people as far as
wow.
helping them Yeah.
Thank you. That was a lot, and I totally understand everything you just said.
Yep, I absolutely
clarified
totally
everything.
It. Yep, and so even, you know what, Shirley, what I would do is get something that represents to you the crown, because you're wearing the entitled crown, and so... and it's jewel encrusted, and it's just, it has rubies, and so, and all of it, it's very, have that energy go down into your bones, and so
that,
it's very, very, big time, big shifting, and also as far as the give back returns are going to be amazing, and so people are going to come to you and say, how'd you do it, what'd you do, and so that's where I would start writing things down as far as, because
it's exactly what I've been doing, thank you.
Immediate teaching, immediate turnaround to be able to, again, be the big wife in the big way, and this is the best kind of teachers are the people that have been there, done that. Yes, I understand that. I was going through that myself, you know what I mean? So that's exactly what your templates are going out to expand to.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Carrie.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shirley.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Oh, wow, that was really fabulous, actually. You know, it's just great listening to that, Carrie. And, you know, one part of it, and we can talk so much about actually each reading, is when you bring up, for instance, something's coming up with them or, you know, is in their energy field, and you say, get that symbol, like, for instance, wearing that crown, get a picture, and then you go to a magazine or wherever, video, you know, copy it, and stick it up on your wall where, you know, wherever you see it, often like near your computer or near your phone in the kitchen, and you might want to explain why that's important for folks to do that when there's something. Yeah, go ahead.
Right, because what it does, it acts like a, think of whenever you remember a reading or you tap into it, you're bringing yourself back to that now time. So when we're doing a reading, we're doing a healing high five with the people too. And so it's like we're energy, your energy heart signature is going in there, David, mine is. And so so it's all about, the crown represents entitlement. The entitlement represents birthright, where the birthright represents all of our birthrights, that we are masters and we are claiming in our physical bodies, as we could clear through our spiritual bodies, our mental bodies, and our emotional bodies. But this is pulling it right down to our bones, down to the subatomic part of our physical bodies, and saying, we come from the lineage of masters of you could do this too and more, and we're claiming our birthright, saying that's what I come from, instead of where we come from. The lineage of that we came through our parents through a long line of like suffering and separation. So as the veil is becoming thinner and thinner and thinner, and that's exactly what's happening now. So we're stepping in and being called to claim our birthright, and it's actually our responsibility to. We came down here knowing that there was going to be once a potential of anchoring in this golden age, and now it's not even of it potential anymore. It's not even up for grabs anymore. It's a done deal. We're doing the golden age, and this is what this whole thing is right now from to the year 2012. It's not stopping 2012. It's that 2012. It's like the majority of the people are feeling it. There's like the resistors are those people that could be want to be asleep because they're afraid, or it's part of their job. It's what it doesn't even matter.
Exactly.
It goes back to where wearing, having that that crown is reminding her cellular body of who she is, her entitlement. And so people tell me, or if I see a power animal, I encourage them to get the animal to work with, and so get to understand the properties of it, because a lot of people can know about that angels could come in. Archangel Michael is for clearing and protection, and Raphael for healing. But people can send animal medicine too, and that's huge, because animals also have properties like the angels do. And so the animals' properties help ground us, and actually there's it's a real encouragement to get to work with animals, because it helps us ground. We're here on Earth. And I was talking to this client today how, this is, I hear this a lot, that I don't feel from this Earth. I know I'm from somewhere else. I never felt like I'm connected here.
Right.
ET call home. And that's where a lot of ancient old souls absolutely feel like they're not from this earth. And so there's a part where we're all not from this earth. We all come down as a piece of creator. We stop off at different places and we come on down. But we are in this earth right now. And so it's really important that to understand we are from the earth plane. So if we stay in the present and everything's in the present, right time, we are earthlings from earth. And so there's a part of where it's so important for us to really reclaim our body back, because think of everything in the macro world is a vision of our micro world. So it's really important for us to look at our micro world to see the corners, the four major corners. So that's the personal relationship corner, money, career, job, and also friends and family corner. And also the you part where it's health, it's all health, self-esteem, all of that. And so as we look at those corners, we can see where some residual of our theme could be playing out, and because they always tend to go in those four major corners. And this is being able to look at this to get empowerment. And so, okay, we come down here where usually it's the different people have it in different departments. Sometimes it's the money department, sometimes relationships, sometimes job, career, money, sometimes family issues are always above, up in the people's face. So as soon as we are able to look at it and say, okay, I wrote this script, and also I am writing and creating a reality for myself that is that of a birthright of the master. And so by even just entertaining that thought of saying, you know what, instead of thinking that we heard a lot of times where angels have the human experience, but a lot of people aren't holding that in their energy field. It's a nice idea. It's a good, it's a hope. It's a dream, but they hold it in their mental body. So what we're doing right now is putting that out of the mental body in through the physical body. And that's huge. That's a rebirthing process, because a lot of people have, subconsciously could even feel like the body is a lowly thing. So that it's like a lower self. And so this is where the body is a sacred temple, that it is so important for us to be fully, fully in charge of it, because there's a part as far as us co-creating our futures, is that we're in the driver's seat. We are in the, putting our energy signature out there all the time as far as, and like attracts like. A lot of people heard The Secret, so the law of attraction. So it's being able to, the more we're solidly in our body, the more we're able to feel like we're the writers of the script, instead of feeling like we're, again, getting bombarded by fear, like that. I always see it as a leaf going through a river that's like, and you get beat up by each side, and the water is on our oceans, and so we feel the leaf has no grounding, instead of feeling grounded and in the body and really feeling like you're writing your script. And so it's being able to look at yourself lovingly and objectively and lovingly, and really loving yourself back into that mastery place.
That's right. And, that is a great point, is what we like to talk about so much, and because we know it's important, is to understanding our complete nature. And that's a really good point. It's really just giving credence to separation when we think of the body is separate and, right. Oh, I'm in a body and this, that, or the other thing. Well, the body is all part of the energy body. It's like you say, it's just the most dense part of our being.
Mm-hmm.
And we're definitely here for a reason. And, one thing, getting back to Shirley's question, that was kind of started it all, with happening so much, and especially with folks who are very, very sensitive, like Shirley is, as to what's going on financially on the planet, you could just tell with what she is too, and in your reading, that just in the short period of time, you're going to have this big, your energy field is going to be fabulous. You're going to just be happy. And what was really interesting is I just want to point out something that's going on. There can be a lot of fear in this time period. If you tune into the papers and the TV and all this other stuff, however, seeing it from a different point of view, and this is what we strongly encourage people to actually do, is see it from a different point of view, that these are birth pangs that we're going through right now.
Right.
And being somebody who was a labor and delivery nurse, you were, not me, that you give a great example of, the baby's coming out, and you just see the very top quarter of the head is now coming out, and that's symbolically where we are. This is going into a new age, if you will, not to diminish that, because they've used that term for so many times, like a new world order, new age, all this other stuff, 2012. This is something that's actually happening. And, of course, it's most important to focus on the moment that we're living right now and being present and bringing all this into our physical body, completely from the spiritual, mental, emotional bodies into the physical. And what is awaiting us is what a few people are already experiencing, and it's fabulous. And I've seen many people, this is what's so exciting about it, there are so many forerunners that you talk about, and Shirley is one of them, and Nancy as well. They're both forerunners. Mm-hmm. And we're already experiencing these sorts of things that are going to be happening to the multitudes, many, many people, not just coincidences that are incredible, but
right.
multidimensional living. And
right.
not being dependent on, as we like to think of, Mother, Father, God, the current establishment that we've got going.
Mm-hmm.
That's a teeny weeny little sliver. You know, it's okay, and it served us for a while, but we're opening up to who we are. And that is the exciting part about this whole thing that's happening, this whole process that we're all going through, these cellular awakenings. And the,
right.
just the fact that, Carrie, we can be on a show and on a station like BBS Radio, that it exists, is really phenomenal. It would have been unheard of 20 years ago.
Right.
Absolutely
right.
unheard of. And
right.
for Shirley to be the way you're talking, and Shirley's like, I got it. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talking about the first, third, and second, third chakras combining and all these things
right.
on the left side and the maternal
right.
and parallel lives. And, you
right.
know, it's really quite extraordinary. Think about that in a very short period of time, we have gone from what's a chakra to completely, oh, yes, they're combining and we're doing this now and we're doing that. And it's just going to get better and better.
Absolutely.
It's really.
I think that it's really a very important part I like to tell people, too, with. I had a person say that she was something really horrific happened to her in her life, and I did a reading with her, and why didn't I pick it up on that, and why didn't I tell her that, and
mm-hmm.
and so she was thinking, you know, that so she was really into the pain of why didn't I let her know that, and so when. Any reader, at least for myself, when I'm reading the energy field, when we are co-creating our future every single second with every thought, deed, and action that we say and do, and think, right? So we are the
right.
people that are co-creating our futures, right, for ourselves. And so there's a part where when we are in the metaphysics, or when we experience. A lot of times I see people that are doing, starting to claim their power back, starting to recognize themselves as energetic beings, and then it's almost like a childlike thing of a get out of jail card that nothing bad is ever going to happen, right? And also it's a to them or something, or like things aren't going to shift, right? And so
right.
That shift and change is part of our life. And so also as far as a reader for myself, if I see something that's a potential, so let's say it's like 40%, but I see the potential of it happening, it's 60% of it not happening, I wouldn't be a responsible reader, or this is for me to put that thought form in that person or anybody's head, especially if they're at a real birthing time or that they could be a very mental processing kind of person. And so for them to obsess about it, just like, I'll say it straight out. I don't agree with Sylvia Brown telling when people are going to die. I don't think it's appropriate. I think that that's a potential that she could see in people's energy fields. But there's the us, as we're stepping into our mastery, claiming our power back, we are really, over the next 3 years to 4 years, really understanding what it's like to have
mm-hmm.
the responsibility, take the responsibility to be the writers of our own script. And so this is where, and understand that we're the writers of our own script, and that this is where get excited about it, that we're co-creating and writing in joy, and we're writing happiness, we're writing in our new realities as far as how we're going to
live where I love the channel Bashar, where he says over and over again in one of his things of circumstances don't matter, only this present state of being matters. Circumstances don't matter, only the state of being matters. And so, and he had the people say it over and over again through the whole day. So he was saying, no matter what the circumstances are outside around you right now, people doing fear, people doing chaos, people doing all that stuff. First of all, when you go through a rebirthing process, there's always the yin and the yang. There's always an opposite pole. That's nothing new. That's part of creation.
That's right.
It's how we create. There's, think of yin and yang. Black with the white dot, white with the black dot. So that's part of the laws, several, the seven laws of attraction, seven laws of, spiritual laws of life, right? And so, and that is the law of opposite duality and opposite poles. So it's being able to stand in the middle and doing balance of that and understanding that we're doing deliberate co-creation and taking the responsibility ourselves and celebrating this as masters and also being able to really, that's where I simply put, be the go up into the fifth elevator where you're seeing the big picture, holding that fifth dimensional energy as you have the human-to-human experiences and not getting caught in that 3D separation thing. And as when we are doing it, when we do it, just like with Shirley, usually I heard as of last week that one person holding that light vibration throughout the day cancels out 100,000 people's fear. Now we have just graduated where now it's 600,000. And so just imagine everyone going around, and the more we step into fear, but check in with yourself throughout the day. So we could have our morning and evening routines, but what's the rest of your day like? Is the rest of your day, I'm fat, I'm ugly, this person's not coming in, I'm not going to have the person, I'm lack. And so if they, all the vision boards in the world is not going to help you if the most of your energy is going into the opposite. It's canceling out. And so it's not a judgment thing. It's just awareness, because we're waking up at the edge, at the birthing process of how much, how powerful we are. And it's not going in as far as people cause cancer for themselves and people deserve to be, you know, raped and murdered. It's not about that. It's, this is about us reclaiming our energy, us reclaiming our power back, and also being able to consciously, right, put our feed our potentials ourselves as far as our hopes and dreams. We're given 60,000 to 90,000 potential seeds and thoughts a day. So that's science. They had a person hit a button, and every time they had a thought, they were doing it. So this is study, 60 to 90,000 thoughts. So that means how are you directing your 60,000 to 90,000 thoughts a day? Is it the majority of them in fear and separation, or are the majority of them in an expansion process? And the biggest thing is we have to just have to get to 51% of our body feeling that love posture, and we get a whole new deck of cards, meaning that that some people, they feel like, oh my God, I have to, that feels so, 60,000 thoughts, but good God, I can't imagine that. We'll start imagining that. That is the truth. That is what we came in here. It actually electromagnetically sets the grid in place, the veil that separates you, so that 60 to 90,000. So the more we become aware of us, the more we become more of the director, the more we become the director, the more we become empowered, the more we become empowered, the more when we feel ourselves get off balance, we instantly start thinking, stop, drop, and roll, instead of, and meaning stop your energy, stamp yourself in place, call yourself soul back, and then direct it. And if you had energy go into fear, cancel it out and direct it. I remember Carol May saying how in one of her things as far as how to heal your body, and she's like, when somebody has a major illness that comes around them, it's when people start waking up and start looking into alternatives or whatever. And she was like, she's like, you got to call your soul back when you have a serious illness or something like that is happening, because it's when wandering away. And so does that mean that it's impossible? Absolutely not. As we are experiencing and hearing the stuff of out in the outside world, I am seeing people that have cancer melting off their bones, pregnancies happening, and life-altering diseases being are leaving. So we're not hearing enough of the miracles, because the miracle parts aren't selling the papers right now. But no, they are happening. They're happening in my practice daily, and they're happening in your life, David. And I know they're happening. People are seeing the synchronistic things as far as spirit talking to us. And so it's like looking like a kid on a Christmas tree every single morning as far as with that anticipation. And it's not childlike. This is divine child. This is holy child. This is where we're reminding our energy that we are whole And so this is where we're writing that whole new script for ourselves as a whole person. We've always been whole, and now we're remembering this. So you complete me is not, it means that we are, that we're incomplete, and that is not the truth. We come complete, we come with everything that we need, and that's abundance in all departments. And so that's what we're rebirthing to.
Right. You know, like I say, I like to go back to sort of taking stock as far as historically going. And,
yeah.
You know, people tend to lose sight, especially, you know, if you grew up with TV, and nowadays the kids that have internets and TiVos and iPods and all these things, I didn't even know the names of, Blackberries and all this electronic age. You know, I knew my great-grandmother. She was born in the 1870s, for goodness
mm-hmm.
sake. They didn't even have electricity.
Right.
And now look what we've got. That is just
right.
reflective of our advancement. That's
right.
teensy-weensy compared to what we're actually going through right now with
right.
the explosion, because it's gone from, okay, wow, we've learned, kind of like in the early stages of development, adolescence sort of, oh, we look at what we can do. We can actually fly to the moon as opposed to riding a horse and taking months to get across the country.
Right.
And this is simply accepted now. Yeah. If you said that 150 years ago, people would have no idea what you're even talking about.
Right.
In the
right.
same vein, we have glommed on to the fact that we are energy beings with the help of science and metaphysics, and we're seeing those
right.
come together. And that is what really excites me. And so we've understood now quantum physics has proved parallel realities exist.
Mm-hmm.
And we're multidimensional beings. All these things go hand in hand. Then you have, as I say, programs like BBS Radio. We have things on TV where you're having mediums and ghost hunters and all these sorts of things. It's no longer laughed at. People just simply know that they're real and
right.
experience them. On the proactive end of this spectrum, okay, beyond the curiosity of like, oh, isn't this interesting? We're multidimensional beings. Okay, we are. Now what are we going to do with that?
Right.
What can we do with it? What are our potentials? And that's
right.
what we're talking about here and tapping into. And so when we're seeing things like this, where I see the financial grids, at least we'll call it changing. You can call it collapsing, in trouble, call it what you want, but they're changing. They will necessarily, because we are going, you'll hear us talk about, written in our DNA. This is timed. This is actually going to happen as this was meant to happen. As we awaken and reclaim our power, the structures
right.
that no longer serve us must be altered.
Right.
And they are being
out
altered
of
now. Yeah, they were out of balance.
If we got a cut, the first thing our body does is bing, 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 and it goes to start selling, immediately sending the red and blood cells to help heal immediately, right? And so here we seek balance. Our body naturally goes to balance. We're amazing beings. And so we have gotten out of balance, and now we're getting back into balance. And so there's a part of the pendulum went way over to the other side, and now we're going back into balance. And the greatest news is that this has gone through history forever. We did this in the Lemurian times, Atlantean times, and if that's not familiar to you, just think of we've gone through these periods over and over and over again, and we've survived.
Mm-hmm.
We've survived. And
that's
so,
right.
But the great news is that we don't have to do this anymore through karma. We don't have to do this. That's why it's so important for us to identify our themes so then we could disclaim them and disown them because we can, and then direct our energy to go anywhere simply in our energy field that's not love. Love is our signature. Love is all of our names. And so anywhere that is not love, in the back fibers, which holds our Akashic records, our history, anywhere in the front fibers, which we put our potentials, anything that's not love, you direct your energy as a master and you go cancel that out and you call your soul back and put your soul back into your body and expand it out. That's our job to do, not every once in a while, not 5 minutes in the morning, it's throughout the day, especially when you feel yourself getting hooked in and even, and then connect from the heart. And this is what we're really starting to understand, that we were shown conditional love. All masters, Jesus, Buddha, Kuan Yin, all the masters talked about unconditional love. And we're waking up to what they meant about unconditional love. And that's loving without conditions. Loving if the person is not...
Hey, Terry, I need to stop you right there. We're actually past the end of our hour. I kind of got...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, lost my focus there in the moment. And if you'd like to contact Carrie for a private reading or about a workshop, her number is 860-887-1201. And please visit our website, carrieoconnor.com, for more information. Thanks for being a great audience tonight, and please join us again every Tuesday evening, 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, broadcast live on BBS Talk Radio for another hour of The Carrie O'Connor Show. For Carrie, I am Dave, and until next week, may you align with the divine.